Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, downtown Ellsworth. Make sure that you look on Facebook. You should see this beautiful picture Darren posted yesterday for the hot summer season. He said, now on the special sheet, PKB lobster roll on a toasted bun. This special butter, I can't pronounce it, but it's the special butter poached lobster with some, I think it's yuzu aioli. I mean, it's just mouth-wateringly delicious and just one of many masterpieces that Darren puts together at Provender Kitchen and Bar. Menu's always changing, so find it on Facebook and eatprovender.com.
Yeah, and once again, winner of multiple categories from Down East Magazine this year. So including, best date night restaurant.
Of course. go eat there and you'll see why, and then you'll always go back. We welcome this morning Sarah Devlin, the Deputy City Manager, and Twyla Fisher, Economic Development Officer. And we'll start with Sarah. Of course, I think on most minds, let's talk about the roads.
Well, thanks for having me back. Yeah, it's been a really busy spring, summer, as the travelers can see. But we're doing some much-needed infrastructure improvements within the city. And, you know, over the past couple of years, we've had over $20 million of infrastructure improvements from our state partners at DOT, locally with our own public works department. So we're going to continue that. And one thing that we're going to be doing over the summer is we just entered into a contract with this company called StreetScan. And they're going to be driving all of our local roads and sidewalks on little scooters, taking information about what is going on with our road network, what roads are in the highest need of repair, and what sidewalks need improvement, and what obstructions exist in sidewalks that make mobility through those areas a challenge. Then we're gonna take all of that information and roll it into our capital improvement plan, which is gonna be a citywide plan for all of our capital needs within the city so that we can make really informed, data-driven decisions to attract businesses and residents to come live and do business in Ellsworth. And we also have a couple other initiatives that are happening with a village partnership initiative through the state and a thriving community initiative on High Street, looking at making that a safer, more beautiful place to be for all users. And our new economic development director, Twyla Fisher, is going to be really taking the lead on that. So we're really excited to have her on board.
All right. Yes, and we're going to hear from Twyla next as we continue City Scene this morning. All brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar at 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar. And oh my gosh, did they bring home the trophies with the best of 2025 Down East restaurants? Mm-hmm. They won for best bar, best date night restaurant, best burger, best cocktail, best overall experience.
Yeah, and that happens year after year. They are just like top tier.
Well, they put in the effort and they're innovative and it's just delicious.
Yeah.
So visit eatprovender.com. So Sarah Devlin, the Deputy City Manager, is joining us this morning along with Twyla Fisher from the Economic Development Office. And Twyla, what is on your agenda this morning?
Well, good morning, and thank you for this opportunity to greet our radio community and say hello.
Yes.
I am the newly hired Economic Development Director for the City of Ellsworth, and this is my second full week on the job.
Oh, wow.
Jumping in with both feet.
Oh, so you're still trying to find your way around the office.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm not new to economic development, but I am new to this area, but it was clear from the first time I rolled back into town in March for my first interview that there was something special happening here, and I'm quickly finding out that behind all the great energy and growth is an incredibly dedicated community of people, organizations, of businesses, elected officials, and local government. I mean, it's been wonderful to work at City Hall with City Manager Charlie Pierce, with City Deputy City Manager Sarah Devlin, and all of Team Ellsworth at City Hall.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I call it there's like a way of being in Ellsworth, the Ellsworth way, I call it. It's like a welcoming, kind, fun, gritty, hardworking way. And that has us poised for some pretty incredible growth. So, I'll be working on two kind of primary things starting off, which is the Union River Center for Innovation. And that's going to include regular convening of area stakeholders. Together, we'll consider various options and hopefully arrive at the highest and best use for the space and for kind of phase two of it. And then another priority is implementing wayfinding, you know, those directional signs that clue folks into where they can find parking, nice. Recreation, transportation, healthcare, retail, commercial corridors. We really want to highlight our downtown. Sometimes people miss it. We also want big, beautiful signs that give a warm welcome to Ellsworth as you drive into the city from various points. And so we intend to do that. And my time is probably up, but you know what? Just please reach out to the city with any questions, concerns, or suggestions. And as our logo touts, we are here for business, leisure, and life.
Awesome.
Great, Sarah and Twyla. Right. So glad you chose Ellsworth, too.
Yes.
So.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. And that City Scene brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth.